This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Of the program we call What's on Your Mind. We are purposeful on Fridays about putting first-time callers to the front of the line, meaning as soon as you tell Daniel, hey, I'm a first-time caller. I want to get on with Scott and Todd, Kevin, Daniel, the crew. Let me talk. He's going to put you right there in the front of the line and going to tell me in the little message here on my screen that you're a first-time caller, and I'm going to go right to you. So... And sometimes we do the first-time caller to get a free MyPillow. I think we'll do it random. We'll spin the wheel. We'll spin the wheel and get a number. And it'll be a number between 1 and 5. 1 and 5. So one of the first 5 callers today that is a first-time caller, we will give you a little prize. We do that because we love hearing from our listeners about this program. And, you know, people say things like, I just can't miss it. I have to hear everywhere. I so much appreciate what you do. I talked to some folks recently who both, you know, work in town and also farm, and they said they listen at night nonstop on KFIRE 550, repeated at 7 and 9 p.m. Don't forget that. And, you know, if you're in the cab of a tractor, you can hear a lot more. It just warms my heart. I really appreciate it. And I always say, have you called in? They say, well, I haven't, but I will one day. So I always say, you got to call in. And we're told industry-wide that the calls to a program represent about 1% of the audience in number. And I don't know. I'd like to just shatter that national norm and get that up to, I don't know, say like 10%, right? So that more of you listening call the program. Because the one thing I know, that no matter what problem faces us as a state, as the communities we live, as a country, as a world, whatever it is, I can throw it out there and I will find pieces of the solution that come together in such an awesome mosaic. It's so fun, I can't even begin to tell you. That's the fun part of doing this program, because whatever it is. So it's a long way of saying, you got something. And if it's, I know what would fix this, or I haven't heard anybody else give this take on that issue, don't hold back. We want to hear it, okay? 800-228-0550, toll-free telephone number from wherever you're at, 701-258-0550, wherever you are. Regular calls from South Dakota, Montana, of course, North Dakota, our home state, and Minnesota on the program. Our Canadian friends, and sometimes beyond, listening on one of the apps, wherever you're at. We appreciate it. You want to make Minnesota great again? You call and tell me who's going to be the next elected leader from Minnesota to make a difference. Western Minnesota is basically aligned beautifully with the thinking of most North Dakotans. This is my expert analysis. Okay, maybe it's not expert. It's my radio talk show host analysis. I do have the benefit of having all this data in the form of calls and comments. And so I have a pretty good idea through your calls, through your texts, through your Facebook posts, through your emails of what you're thinking. And I can tell that Western Minnesota thinks very much like most of North Dakota. I would even say there's a part of Western Minnesota that thinks more like Western North Dakota, and that more and more there are parts of the Red River Valley, Fargo, Grand Forks, not so much. There's still a good solid Republican core up there. But you know, pockets of the liberal stuff, a lot of it in Fargo. The valley has become more like St. Cloud East in Minnesota. So we're going to watch that. Donald Trump lost Minnesota the last election by less than a percent. Or was it just over a percent? I forget. It was single digits. It was really low. Regrets it now. So, Minnesota, you're in this game, too. All right. We're good to go. You can also text us. Although, as I mentioned, we prefer hearing from you. But you can text us, and we do appreciate it. A lot of wisdom comes by text, I tell you. 701-367-2054. That would be for me. And Todd's a number to text Todd is 701-226-8503. Right?
Right.
Yes. Exactly. You hear me now?
What?
You hear me now?
What?
Todd was busy. He just was actually getting done crying over the finish of the National Spelling Bee. you shouldn't get so emotional about these things, Todd. You can't. I mean, what can you change about how 13-year-olds think about spelling?
It's funny. Phil left it on one of the TVs the last few days, and I'd look up every once in a while, and I'd see a word and go, I can't even say that word, let alone spell that word. And these kids are nailing it. It's crushing it. It's like, wow.
Okay. How would you spell this anyway? I don't know.
How do you run out of words?
Well, listen.
Odilic. O-D-Y-L-I-C. Odilic.
It's complete.
$50,000 for that kid, all right? Odilic. I don't know if I would have been able, O-H-D. Actually,
go ahead, use it in a sentence. Go ahead.
I would have spelled it O-H-D-I-L-L-I-C-K. That's how I would have spelled it, because that's how it sounds, right? But, of course, it was O-D-Y.
But that's what makes a good word to use in the spelling bee.
Well, of course. Absolutely. Yeah. So quit crying. I know they're kids. It is hard to watch.
It is hard to watch.
What happened there. But, I know you're a softie, but it's okay.
I am a softie.
Yeah, exactly right. So a couple of things going on, Senator Kevin Cramer will be here next hour, so we'll have a full hour of your calls, questions, and comments for him. There's a couple of things that are going on. One is yesterday the national media descended once again on a border wall project, but this one was in an area owned by a landowner who has for decades been dealing with theft. Heard one story, he bought a barbecue grill. The guy bought a brand new, goes to the store, buys a barbecue grill. I hope he went to the hardware store. That's where you buy barbecue grills, by the way. You do not buy them at big box stores, okay? Because that's un-American. I'm just saying. It's my plug for small town, hardware stores. They're the best. I could spend days in a small town hardware store. I love it. But anyway, they buy this barbecue grill. They bring it to their place, and 4 hours later, it's ripped off.
Oh.
And they had ridiculous traffic through their land at the border. And this is right at the New Mexico, Texas border where they intersect there. So anyway, yesterday they celebrate, wasn't a huge amount of wall, but it was in a very challenging part of the terrain there where there are mountainous things. So it was less than a mile of wall. They did it for about $6 million, and they did it in less than 2 weeks. I'm not kidding you. And most of the 2 weeks was excavating and whatnot. So, it's a pretty extraordinary story. That happened yesterday. And again, I'm starting to think, and I'm going to ask Senator Cramer about this too. I think we have two tracks here. One track is to try to get the bureaucracy to wake up and build this wall, whoever they build it with. By the way, I don't care if they hire Fred Flintstone and Freddie Farcourt. I don't care who they hire to build the wall. I happen to think Fisher Industries has come up with a pretty good plan, and they've just demonstrated it, and they're a North Dakota company. So I'll jump up and down all day long and just say, look what they did. Do it. Go. Right? Okay? But I don't know that the bureaucracy is ever going to wake up. So track one is that. Track two to me is how they did this wall that was unveiled yesterday. Guess how many taxpayer dollars are going to go into that wall at El Paso, Texas, 4 miles from El Paso, Texas. It was finished. Any guesses?
Zero.
Any guesses? Kevin says zero.
I'm going to say zero.
Todd, what are you going to say?
Nada.
You're both wrong. A buck. They get to buy it for a buck, and they own it.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's right. The token buck. All right.
So $6 million came from the American people. Over 60,000 donations, average of $60 each.
But Nancy Pelosi said the American people don't want that. That's what she said. Pretty sure. Yeah. Oh, well, you believe everything you hear there?
Pull up Donald Trump's comments on Nancy Pelosi from the last 5 days. And Nancy Pelosi, Donald Trump on Nancy Pelosi, she's lost it. Okay, so that's all you need to know about that. Can you find me that at some point, Kevin? I think we need that. Donald Trump on Nancy Pelosi, that'll explain the response to Nancy's deal. So anyway, the two tracks in my mind are the bureaucracy, one, you know, wake up the Corps, wake up DHS, just do what they do faster, better. Or the second track is to say, just go the private route and have the American people fund this through this effort. Now that they've demonstrated they can do it for cheaper, they can do it for faster, they can do it in the toughest spots. You know, if Donald Trump said, folks, I'm sorry, we tried, but they can't do it. It's sort of like that skating rink story in New York City. Remember that when Donald Trump, 9 years, and I think it was 6 years and $9 million, or $9 million and 6 years, I can't remember which, but enormous amount of time to build this, and Donald Trump finally said, I am so sick of this, and he built it in 18 months. Under budget and on time. And I reminded him of that story. Remember the interview we did? Central Park, New York City, the interview. I brought it up and said, Mr. Trump, this isn't going to happen with the Corps. So maybe the other way is the way to go. I don't know what you think is best. But anyway, that's one topic we're going to tackle today. There's tariffs on Mexico. Everybody's freaking out. Everybody's freaking out. The Fargo Forum is peddling hate again. Yeah. And by the way, if you're Christian, they really hate you. More on that coming up. Don't go away.
Your Northern Region New Holland dealer invites you to see how much better a loader can be. New Holland skid steer and compact track loaders provide excellent visibility, an important advantage that allows you to work more confidently and quickly to improve your overall efficiency. You can easily see down to the bucket, while the see-through area on the cab roof provides a clear view to the bucket at full height. Rear visibility is among the best in the industry due to a large window, low engine hood, and no rear frame towers. See the difference for yourself. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
There's nothing like a good book. When I found Puppies, Lambs, Bunnies, and Motorcycles, a story about growing up on a farm in the Midwest, I thought, this might be a good read. Well, it's not a good read. It's a great read. One of the 5-star reviews on Amazon says, it reads like Tom Sawyer. I couldn't agree anymore. Puppies, Lambs, Bunnies, and Motorcycles by Dwight Hinkle, a childhood memoir about hard work and achieving your dreams. You can order online by going directly to Amazon. Makes a great gift for graduates or anyone in the family. Order your copy today.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Grand Forks, Stutzman, Williams, Dunn, Slope, Oliver, McLean, Stutzman, and Ramsey counties in North Dakota, and farm and construction equipment retirement auctions in Dickinson, Bowman, and Steele, North Dakota. And don't forget to register for the Great Plains Land Expo on June 26th in Fargo. View the expo and all of these great auctions at Pfeiffer's.com. That's Pfeiffer's.com.
North Dakota is rich with natural resources, fertile soil, oil, coal, natural gas, and wind energy. North Dakota has a lot of it, with wind farms in 27 counties. Renewable energy is an increasingly important part of an all-of-the-above energy strategy. The Public Service Commission should support wind development to move North Dakota to become energy dominant. Wind energy, good for you, our communities, our economy. Message brought to you by North Dakotans for Comprehensive Energy Solutions.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The hour on What's on Your Mind, brought to you today by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council and the Energy of North Dakota. Boy, talk about energy. Have we got energy or what? What kind of energy do we have happening right now, all around, with the energy of North Dakota? We have an abundance of talents. We have incredible innovations. I mean, the carbon capture work that's being done, Project Tundra on the table, where you take enhanced oil recovery from carbon capture. I mean, you just could go on and on. Great technology, great innovation. I mean, the technologies that have taken, an incredible leap. Every bit as much as the smartphone is happening in the oil and gas industry when you look at the amount of rigs it takes, the amount of footprint it takes, the amount of impact that it takes to get the same amount and more oil. It's just phenomenal. And all of that energy responsibly produced here translates to what? Worldwide economic stability. With producers in our communities working together, we're securing a sustainable future that generation after generation can build on. Somebody texted the other day. Find out more, by the way, at energyofnorthdakota.com. Somebody texted the other day something to the tune of, hey, if we have energy independence, why exactly do we have aircraft carriers in Iran's neighborhood right now? And again, I think it's fair to say Saddam Hussein and the effort in Desert Storm, as well as Operation Iraqi Freedom, were very much tied to the impact, the potential disruption of oil. I don't think Iran is about oil. I don't. I mean, one, with the sanctions and what we're doing there is one thing, but I think it's about nukes with Iran. I don't think that's energy independence. That's nukes. Cut the head off the snake. Not to mention, Iran is single-handedly responsible for the death of more soldiers, more of our troops, than any country, by far. We can go back to Lebanon in 83, Iran-backed Hezbollah, truck bomb, the Marine barracks, remember that? All the way through, ask anybody that was in Iraq or Afghanistan what improvised explosive devices did to warfare and how many that has killed, how many that has maimed. It's Iran, folks. So I don't think we run from that one at all. No. Daniel, I have a question for you. Can you come on the air here for a moment? Daniel answers the phone for us here on What's on Your Mind. And yes, when you call 800-228-0550, Daniel answers the phone. Daniel, are you there?
Yeah, I am.
So when somebody calls, you answer the phone. What do you ask them?
Typically just their name and location. And then after I get that, I ask a short topic.
What you want to talk about kind of deal.
Yeah.
Simple as that. I mean, it takes less than 20 seconds, right?
Yeah, or at least it should.
and so you just keep it quick. You tell him what you want to talk about. He puts you on. Doesn't matter. We'll put everybody on. He doesn't say no to anybody. Are there any first-time callers on the phone right now, Daniel?
There is a line I haven't answered
quite
yet.
You so find out if it's a first-time caller. Yeah, right. You grab that. All right, sounds good. Remember what we said about first-time callers, Kevin, Todd? What did we say? First-time callers are going to go to the
front of the line.
Front of the line. And we have a lucky number between 1 and 5 of first-time callers that will receive a free MyPillow. Yes, I said it. MyPillow.
And a copy of Scott Hannon's book.
I could throw that in if you'd like. Sure. Happy to do it. Then you got a doorstop and a pillow. You're in really good shape. Exactly right. Grassroots. Yeah. Okay, so Daniel, was that a first-time caller or okay, all right. We're gonna see here.
He just told you everything he asked.
If he's a first-time caller, he's got to go to the front of the line, so I have to be fair here. 800-228-0550. Anybody can call, but we're just first-time callers. We're going to put them in front of the line. Okay, all right. That's right. LD in South Fargo, what is on your mind?
Well, God bless you, sir. Good morning to you all. And what's on my mind is how you were talking about to turn Minnesota back upside down on the right way to go. What you've got to do is limit the power of a small geographic area called Minneapolis and St. Paul to rule over this entire state of Minnesota with its great population. Minnesota, the people people, the backbone of Minnesota, cannot be heard because of the roar of a large population of people in Minneapolis and St. Paul. Minneapolis and St. Paul should rule over Minnesota. The Minnesota people should find a way to limit the power of those populations to have such a large vote.
I would prefer to think of it this way, LD. Rather than sort of suppress that vote, how about lifting up the other vote? I don't know what the turnout in Minnesota is, but say it's 50%, okay? Average is 50%. And in the Twin Cities, maybe it's 45. Well, can you take it to 70 in Western Minnesota? So the voice comes up that way. Can you just say, we are going to make Western Minnesota, I draw a line, St. Cloud West, and, everybody is going to find 10 people to take with them to the polls, and you have some unprecedented effort. To me, that's what it takes. It takes people who think like they think to say, I'm not taking this anymore, and actually do something about it.
I don't think so much of using the word repressing the vote, but just finding a way to distribute the vote by geographical area and let not happen what has been happening and has been turning Minnesota into a top. Tomorrow.
Yeah, but I think it's only happening because there's more people there, right? It isn't though there's some, giant magic wand in Minnesota to get people to come out, and vote in the Twin Cities versus the Western Minnesota. I just think there's more people there. Somebody told me the other day that according to some estimates on the new census, evidently, that the refugee population in Minnesota has increased to the point where if you take the natives, if you will. I mean, there's obviously natives include people that come and go or whatever, but sort of the refugee versus the non-refugee population, in total, it's more now than the rest of Minnesota. You follow me? If you take outside of the...
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. So maybe that's the case. I'm not going to say every refugee is going to vote Democrat. I don't want to cede that ground. But I know this. People in Western Minnesota think different than people in the Twin Cities. More of them should vote. That's all I'm saying. I just think that's the way you do it. One person at a time, 10 at a time. Thanks, LD. Kevin in Fargo is a first-time caller, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program. Kevin, what's on your mind?
Just putting my name for my pillow because my neck's hurting and I need some good sleep.
Your neck is hurting, and you need some good sleep. All right. Well, I know the MyPillow could fix that for sure. What do you sleep on now? A cement sack, Kevin, or what's going on?
Yeah, some cheap thing from Walmart or something. I don't know.
It's not very good. Do you know right now the best deal ever? A twofer. You get two pillows for less than $35 each, and it's the premium pillow. It is the best of the best. Now, here's the deal. On first-time callers, we like to have a conversation about something, and then we tell you whether or not you're a winner of MyPillow for the first-time caller contest. What's most important to you outside of getting a better night's sleep?
Well, I think we need to keep supporting Trump. He is doing a really good job. I think the economy is doing really well, and I think there's a lot of negativity on the other side. They need to get their act together and start working for the country.
All right. We're going to give you a pillow, not because number one was drawn, but because you got a bad neck. And you need a good night's sleep, and you like my pillow, and you recognize that as the fix. And also, you couldn't be more right about Donald Trump and the economy. So God bless you. And Kevin, hang on. Daniel, we'll get your last name. We'll put a sticker on a pillow at our studios, and you'll have a pillow. Your pick. We're asking residents of Watford City, what's it like to live the good life? Shiloh Chavez tells us.
Yeah, so I think that the quality of life here is amazing. It's a really progressive community who has really made an emphasis on making families feel welcome, and so that's definitely helping increase that quality here. There's lots of things to do.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
When higher education and business become partners, great things happen. University of Mary's new Workforce Development Initiative was launched to help employers meet today's challenges to hire and keep great employees. From project management to customer service, information technology to vital soft skills, the University of Mary offers programs to fit your unique business needs. Take your business to the next level with customized employee education programs from the University of Mary. Discover more about this new initiative at umary.edu/workforce.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After the special counsel Robert Mueller released his final report on the Russia probe over a month ago, there have been a lot of claims by Democrats that Attorney General William Barr is acting like the president's personal lawyer. Barr says in response to that,
We live in a hyper-partisan age where people no longer really pay attention to the substance of what's said, but as to who says it and what side they're on and what its political ramifications are. The Department of Justice is all about the law and the facts and the substance, and I'm going to make the decisions based on the law and the facts.
Barr speaking to CBS News in his first network interview since becoming AG. President Trump says he'll make a very dramatic announcement concerning the U.S. border today. Also, the administration is putting a 5% tariff on goods coming in from Mexico until the government there does something about the flow of illegal immigrants into the United States. And this is USA Radio News.
Aspen Dental is giving away free dental care to thousands of veterans, and with more on that is Dr. Anita Imawandi, a Director of Clinical Support and Charitable Giving. Thanks for coming on, Doctor. This is such a great program. Why do veterans, more than any other segment of the population, have the need for low-cost or free dental care?
Thank you for asking, and thanks for having me. For our veterans, our nation veterans, what we know is that for many of them, they're not eligible for dental benefits through the Veterans Administration unless they're 100% disabled, have sustained a service-related injury to their mouth, or they were a prisoner of war. And so for our doctors at Aspen Dental, they wanted to do something about that, and that was in launching the Healthy Mouth Movement to help provide that necessary care for the veterans through programs like Day of Service. For more information, they can call 1-844-277-3646, or they can log on to healthymouthmovement.com.
My Pillow, and I still have a number between 1 and 5 on first-time callers. That will include, by the way, anybody that calls the off-air hotline 24-7. We have the hotline 855-200-1776. When you call that, if we're live on the air, you can press 1 and chat with us live on the air, but 2 is the 24-7 line, okay? 855-200-1776. I can't stop looking at that. Is that a monkey or is that orangutan that's on TV right there? Have you got the
I don't.
KVLY on? They're down at the Chehankapazoo today. Or is that Chris Berg? Maybe it's Chris Berg. I thought it was an orangutan, but I can't tell. You look at it, tell me what you think. But
ouch!
I wanna meet that dude. I mean, my gosh, is that not the coolest thing ever? Wow. Sorry, you had to be there. That's pretty cool, Lee. Chehankapazoo is a wonderful place down in Wahpeton. And we went down to Mother's Day there one year. They got a little carousel, too. It's a nice place. But I've never seen whatever that is. Because an orangutan, to me, doesn't have that big, like, hood over the top there. What is that, like, hood he's got over the top? You see what I'm saying? It looks like one of those pillows you take on the plane with you above his above his head.
I'm pretty sure it's not Chris Berg is all I know.
Okay, it's not Chris Berg. All right, I thought it was. We'll have to check with him. Anyway, back to John. He's really happy about his pillow, and you will be too, folks, because a two-pack of My Pillow premiums now are $69.98. That's $34.99 a pillow, lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. Did you hear me? The lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. So offer only available at MyPillow.com or call them at 800-506-9028. Use the promo code SCOTT. All right, we got a couple of first-time callers waiting to go. And again, one MyPillow to go for some lucky, I guess the next four first-time callers are in the game for that. And you can do 855-200-1776 and leave a message as this gentleman has done for.
If you want to stump these kids on the spelling bee, have them spell the last names of these hockey players from Europe, you know, especially the Polacks. That'll stump them for sure. Have a good morning and have a great weekend.
Yeah, great weekend. Thank you very much.
The Polacks. Come on.
855-200-1776, extension 1.
French.
Or extension 2 to chat live on the, or rather to leave your message like he did. You can
what
make
about
it,
them Slovaks?
You can make it good and quick. All right, here we go. Andrew and Braxton, first time caller. What's on your mind?
Andrew in Grafton. I'm calling, first-timer, about these robocalls. While I was on hold, I was receiving one on my phone, and nobody seems to care. Everyone's upset, but nobody does anything. We can go to Mars, we can go to the moon, but we can't figure out who's doing these, and they're hijacking phone numbers, and they're stealing from people. I mean, it's just ridiculous. There's 20 a day. Is anybody looking into it, or do you know anything about it?
Yeah, we've done a lot of reporting on it, both at the state level and also talked to Senator John Thune not long ago. There's some legislation now in Congress to take after that. One idea that I think is the best is that you would have to opt in if you want any kind of a call from a telemarketer. In other words, reverse it, because they started doing the do not call list. And that they would actually start taking out the carriers. So they are working on it at the federal level and trying to put some teeth in it. The problem is most of them come from Timbuktu. They don't come from, anywhere around here, so you can't, there's nothing you can do. It's like the...
Well, there's gotta be. I think between AT&T and Sprint and Verizon that they could say, hey, we got some upset customers, every single one. I mean, it's ridiculous.
You're right, it is. We've got a staff member here, Dustin Moore, who is, he's really the brains of the whole operation, to tell you the truth. He's our operations manager, but he is in our management team. He doesn't even answer his phone anymore. He can't. His cell phone, he doesn't even answer it anymore. He just has to wait to see if it's somebody that, has something that he needs to do that leaves it on voicemail. He doesn't answer because I got one yesterday. This really ticked me off. Because when I get a call from the White House, even if it's from, like somebody not, that you would know, but rather some staff trying to arrange an interview or whatever, and a few other folks that call, that you get an unknown caller, right? It comes up like it says unknown caller. So I have to answer that because I think it might be, this person, that person, whatever. And it was some, we can replace your furnace for, $10. It was just, it just irritates the living daylights out of me. So I'm with you. I just think they...
I just hope someone up there would start doing something. I mean, because they're even hijacking. People are getting phone numbers, calls from people they know, and it's selling insurance, and it's just ridiculous. I just can't imagine the technology we have that we can't nip that down and say, whoever you are, stop it.
Yeah, no kidding.
And here's what I could sit and talk all day long about our government. I love what's going on right now. I'm a Republican. I actually argue with my sister a lot. She's real, real, real far left. And I say, I'm in that common sense party, my little friend. It's just so much common sense going on.
I've given up arguing with my siblings. They're lost causes on the political front. And just nothing good comes out of it. It's just like,
I'm getting another robocall, but another quick one. Someone was talking about the border down there. And how many were crossing, it's not so bad. I said, you picture, because I'm in Grafton, 50 miles from Pembina. I said, you picture 5,000 to 10,000 people coming across that right now. Where would they go and what would they do to our economy? And it's frightful.
Wow. You want to answer that call and maybe do a little conference call, and we'll help you talk to the
robo guy.
Yeah, we'll talk to the robo guy for you. We'll give him a piece of your mind. If you want to answer that call, I'm happy to do it.
No. It's gone now.
Okay. Andrew, thanks for listening. Appreciate it. Glad you're up there in Grafton. Glad you're a first-time caller. Hope you'll call again. Thank you very much. We're not going to, stop pressing on the robocall thing. In fact, Senator Kramer's here in a little bit. We'll ask him, too. He signed on to the same legislation that Senator Thune has. But thanks for the call. Cooper in Northwood is here. Hello, Cooper. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Wonderful. What's on your mind today?
Well, no, you were talking last week, Enoch Gorsart, your good friend Enoch, and I work for his boys out here. So.
I'm having a hard time hearing you. I don't know if it's a speaker thing or what. Try again, though, Cooper.
How about now?
Yeah, better. Much better. Yep. Are you there?
No, non-existent.
he was better, but it then went away. Call us back. Call us back, Cooper. We want to hear from you. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Leave a message, just 855-200-1776, extension 1. Carl in Argusville, what's on your mind?
Hey, first-time caller here. Good to talk to you.
God bless you.
So,
how are you, Carl?
I'm doing very good. So I can see this all playing out really well here, because I think
Biden's going to be the nominee, and all this crap about the investigating the investigators, and it's going to all tie back to Obama and Biden and Clinton, and that's going to be about the time that Biden's going to be separated from everybody, and then he's going to get pounded by Trump because it's going to find out that he knew about some of this stuff, and so it's going to clear the path for Trump. Now, say is, I wish the Republicans in the Senate would put out some legislation and get some stuff moving forward, whether the Democrats would go for it or not, at least try and move some stuff forward. There's no reason that Trump has to go out there and try and push all this stuff himself. It should be the Senate and the House working together at the end, shouldn't it?
It should, but I'm going to tell you a real quick story. I've told a version of this on the air, but when I was blessed to have an interview with President Trump, and I talked to him about a letter that Senator Cramer had written to his Department of Homeland Security secretary complaining about how slow the Corps was and giving him some data that basically said there's no way the Corps is going to build the wall in the time you think they are. And I said, are you aware of that letter? He said, no, I'm not. I want the letter, though. I said, well, I brought it with me. I thought I brought it down here to the diplomatic room, but it's up in the press room. I'll get it. No, I want it. I said, no, I'll get it to you. He pulls a press aide over and he says, get me the letter he's talking about. I want the letter. This interview gets done. You follow him, you get the letter. And he said, turns to like 6-7 of them in there. He said, he is going to get me the letter. I don't want anybody else to get the letter. You understand? He's going to get the letter and get it to me. Now, what I translated out of that, I don't know what it meant, but what I translated out of that is there's only a few people that Donald Trump can even trust in his own White House to not think they know better than him. They know better than him. Do you know what I mean? And I think, yep. So number one, there's that. Number two, I think most Republicans, House and Senate, are more worried about their own hide than they are about getting Donald Trump reelected and the country. And so I agree with you. I think the House should say, here's what we're going to take. We'll take the border. We'll take trade. The Senate says, okay, we'll take judges. We'll take da-da-da. And they go first. They go out front, and you do a multi, you know, message effort to get out there and have some strategy. But, you know, that's the way it typically would be done to manage the message in a White House, Republican or Democrat. But, you know, I think Trump has so disrupted things that people are scared to death of what he's doing. I think it's fantastic. I think he's doing what Carl in Argusville wants him to do, right? And everybody else. And I think that's just the way it should be. I think it's our job probably to wake the others up to say what you just said. Hey, get on board with him. Help the guy out.
He'd be if the Republicans would be working with Trump like the Democrats are trying to obstruct. Can you imagine where we'd be if the Republicans, Trump, and trying to get something, trying to help him? We'd be. Trump has done almost all this stuff by himself.
Another great point.
You know, a little help from the. If he would have some help from the Republicans, they're just sitting there doing nothing. Well, Pelosi and Schumer and the gangs are just trying to obstruct. If they'd help them a little bit, we could really get something done. So
You're absolutely right. That, by the way, Carl, that should be the lead story on the evening news in the Washington Post and the fake news forum and everything else. I mean, dig into the what ifs. If we hadn't spent how many million dollars in 2 years plus on all this nonsense, think of the oxygen that stole. Think of if more Republicans were on board, what could actually be done about things that have languished for a long, long time. The border situation didn't become the border situation because Donald Trump became president. That's been a problem going back to Reagan and amnesty in 86. You know, this guy just actually takes on things that have been languishing for a long time. So imagine what could be done. Imagine.
Here's the thing. Don't bet against Trump because he's been right on damn near everything. He told us there was a swamp. He told us it was a deep swamp. He's been right on almost everything. I don't have any reason to believe that he isn't right on trade, too. He's been right on damn near everything there is. When he said Hillary was crooked, he was right. He's been right on. Don't bet against him on this trade deal.
You're a wise man, Carl. You make sure you call again. This can't be your first and only call. We want to hear from you again. Appreciate it. 800-228-0550. Kevin Washburn's going to talk about the Corps of Engineers. Curtin Dickinson wants to talk about politics. A couple of first-time callers. And Lance and Hatton.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
For a few years, you've heard me talking about Every Day Made Better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoolGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at ndflagpoleguy.com. And thank you.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
In Watford City, North Dakota. In fact, today's a big day. They are hosting the Firefighters Association in Watford City. That's right, all weekend long. In fact, they have a big parade at 4 o'clock today on Main Street. That sounds like fun, doesn't it? That's part of the convention. Hundreds of firefighters from throughout the state coming to Watford City for the North Dakota Firefighters Association annual convention. And, of course, it's at the Rough Rider Center. Where else would it be? That place is just amazing. Great trip up to Watford last week. We had a blast. Back to the phones at 800-228-0550. We've not heard back from Cooper in Northwood, but Cooper was the fourth call, so he gets the MyPillow. We just couldn't hear him, and he ended up, I think his phone went dead or something. Cooper, if you want to call back, we'll get that arranged for you, and you can finish your comment there, because you won the MyPillow as a first-time caller. Here's another first-time caller, Kevin in Washburn. Kevin, what's on your mind?
Been listening to you for weeks about Fisher and the Corps of Engineers. Sadly, the Corps, they can't tie their shoestrings. I was a subcontractor back east on multiple Corps jobs. We did an Army Reserve Center, and the Corps' representative, every Wednesday we'd have a mandatory construction meeting. And the Corps' representative, they bring him off of a lock or a dam down on the Ohio River. Do you think that guy's got a clue about how to build a building? Every week I'd listen to him argue with the general contractor. It's just a mess. Good jobs at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, multiple jobs. And sadly, I don't think he can fix
it. They're not fixable, you believe, Kevin?
Bureaucratic red tape.
Yeah.
You have to have an analysis of everything you take on a job. Like when I did work at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, you'd have to give them a sample of wood mulch. You know, mulch. It's wood. It's ground up wood mulch.
Hey, looks like the last bit of wood mulch we saw. Yeah, there we go. You're good to go. Wow.
And 6 months before you even get on the job, so that sample's not what you're bringing on the job.
My favorite story is on the border contracts that were just let. There were two of them that were recently let, and they didn't ask for a price. They didn't ask for a price. They awarded it based on if you've done this before, and then the start of the bidding, in other words, you get the contract, so I give it to you, Kevin, and now let's set a four-month negotiating period. We're trying to build a wall. We got to have tariffs to keep the traffic down and get Mexico involved. We got a national emergency going on. Our troops down there, and these guys take 4 months to negotiate.
It's just crazy. At the time, and this has been 20 years ago, probably when we did this Army Reserve, $75,000 worth of nursery stock, trees, shrubs. Their budget the next year was $750 to bring somebody in to maintain that for the year. Well, they had somebody come out of Columbus to mow the grass. Well, you know, the guy'd get there and it'd rain, and 2 weeks later he'd come back. I visited the job site probably 6 months after we did the job. The grass was up to your knees. $750 to mow five acres of grass. It's crazy. It's just, you can tell people stories and they'll tell you that you're lying. You know, I hired a lot of illegal immigrants. Good people. Mexicans are good people, good hard workers. I tried to do everything. I talked to my state representatives. I got busted by immigration. And I laughed at them. They say, well, what's so funny? And I say, well, the left hand don't know what the right hand's doing. I got these illegal immigrants from the Bureau of Ohio Unemployment Services that came off of a tomato farm. You know, the State Bureau of Employment Services sent them to me. And then, you know, of course, the immigration took them away. But you can't do it right. You try to play by the rule.
I think you and I must have something wrong here, Kevin, in our view of the Corps, because I'm reading the Fargo Forum today, and it's talking about, you know, Fisher Industries, who has been ignored by the Corps. Although they put them in a pool of 12 as qualified bidders, so they clearly have enough criteria to be able to build wall. They just haven't been selected by the Corps to build any of the wall, despite demonstrating they can do it in the way they have done it. And the forum reports today that they're ripping on Kevin Cramer, who's trying to, in their words, steer federal business potentially worth billions towards a Dickinson company that was a large contributor to his campaign. For many, Cramer's obsessive advocacy for Fisher Industries to build portions of President Donald Trump's wall on the southwest border, while just as obsessively bashing the straight-laced U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, would raise ethical red flags about favoritism and influence peddling. But this being the Trump era and Cramer gleefully in bed with the president, ethics no longer matter. That's the Fargo Forum, talking about our U.S. senator and cheerleading the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Straight-laced Corps of Engineers that, as you say, can't even tie their shoes, Kevin.
It's just a mess. You know, I dealt with immigration for so many years. Talked to Congressman Portman, you know, and he's a Republican, and I'm a conservative.
they'll sit there and agree with you, everything that you tell them. I said, hey, charge these people a work permit to come over and work. My Mexicans used to go back to Mexico every year, Thanksgiving, Christmas. Well, I got so bad, they just decided to stay. So now we got, you know, how many people we got here? 20 million? Who knows?
Yeah, we don't know, really. Some say 40. I don't think it's 40. But, you know, we got a mess to fix, and that's what Donald Trump was elected to do. Kevin, appreciate the call so much. Call again, please. Charles and Carrington want to talk about Justice Ginsburg, and Lance and Hatton wants to talk about robocalls. We'll get you in with Senator Kramer right away. I got some great text, too, on this, including someone that said they'd rather read Pravda than the Forum. How about that?
Ethanol is very important to North Dakota agriculture, and it's important to Castleton, North Dakota. Morgan Fornes, superintendent of Central Cass Schools, tells us how important the Tharaldson ethanol plant is to Castleton and the region.
Well, we certainly couldn't have done what we needed and what happened here in the last 2 years without the ethanol plant. Now, not only are they a great, you know, taxpaying entity for the community, but the investment in creating a vibrant economy here locally in the city of Castleton and actually regionally with the agricultural community is second to none.
That tax base has expanded the school for 21st century learning, plus a beautiful new athletic facility. But the impacts are community-wide.
The businesses in any community is vital to the success of a community, and the ethanol plant is just a great example of that. Not only the economic power that they bring to the community, but job creation, tax-paying entity, everything along those lines.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.